This is in the Holy Letters, Volume 4, letter number 1176. This is dated the fourth day of Elul, Tav Shindal, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom uvracha. The Rebbe says, please, and blessing. Rebbe said, I have received your letter from the 30th of Nachamov, and in which you notify about the health situation of your wife. May she live. And also the Pidya Nefesh, the note for her. When I was at the Tzion, the site of my father-in-law, last week I read the Pan, the Pidya Nefesh, and I am strongly certain that you will be able to notify good news from the betterment of her, of his wife, of your wife's situation. May Hashem fulfill her pregnancy and she should give birth in a timely Zara Chai V'Kayom V'Kashur B'Nekel, children with easy and with in an easy manner, and together with the other children may you raise them the Torah Chub Maisim Toivim. The Rebbe says it's understood on his own, that I wrote to you as far as the conduct in general, and especially as far as Shalom Bais, keeping peace in the home, particularly, that you must put effort in this, especially as far as Shalom Bais goes, in the matter of Shalom Bais, with the force and with additional depth. Also, without a vow, you should say every night before the Shema, you say the chapter Lamnatzech Ya'ancha, and after you finish it entirely, you repeat again on the Pasuk Ya'ancha, and you should think at the time that Hashem should help us if you have intended all the Kavanas that apply to it. Ya'ancha means may God answer you. And there is various different, I guess, intentions or meanings to it that maybe the person wasn't capable. But the Rebbe says, do the verse and then go back the posik Ya'ancha and think that all the Kavanas that apply, and that would be a health situation probably for his wife. I'm not sure exactly what the situation. It seems like she was giving birth, but there may be other complications that he was referring to. And the Rebbe gives a blessing that you should be able to notify good news for you and your family members.